Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
And Simon Tierney is here in studio today, and he's going to tell us how to do stuff. The stuff you do every day but may not be great at or need advice on. What are we going to talk about today, Simon?
We're going to learn how to be a cat person. Now, the reason we're doing this is because today is, I don't know if you celebrate, Kira, but today is National Cat Day.
Wouldn't miss it. Yeah. Wouldn't miss it in the diary.
Do you keep cats?
No, I don't understand why you would have a cat when you could have a dog. I'm one of those people.
Interesting. Yeah, you see, I would probably be a little bit like that. I grew up with dogs. I've always had dogs in my life. Not for the last couple of years since we've had small children, but that's always been the way. So I never really understood why people have cats. Your point there about why would you have a cat when you could have a dog, that's really interesting. What I've learned through the research for today is that you have to come at cats with a different set of expectations. I think often we compare cats and dogs because they're the most obvious thing. Like, there's an episode of Blackadder many years ago where Baldrick is asked, what's the opposite of dog? And he says, cat, you know, which is kind of in our head. We have this kind of binary relationship between the two. And like, for me, I genuinely don't feel comfortable if I'm on my own with a cat. I think they're a little bit sinister. I think they have, you know, nefarious hidden plans that I don't know about. Mm-hmm. I see them as a little bit cunning, and I'm not entirely convinced that they're domesticated. So,
and a bit cold. I like, you and I are dead. Every cat lover out there is going to be sending us texts in, but they're, I don't find them very warm animals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Although I know people who own them are saying, no, they're extremely affectionate. Mm. Maybe they just don't like the cut of you.
Yeah, but I think that's probably because both of us are coming at this from the angle of, we expect them to be like dogs. Dogs are very obvious creatures in many ways. And what I figured out with this, Kira, is that it's about dependency or codependency. So a dog and a human have a codependent relationship. They actually do need us because they're genuinely domesticated. They need to be fed, they need to be walked and exercised, and they need somewhere to shelter. Whereas a cat doesn't need any of those things. It's quite happy to be independent of us. It doesn't need to be walked. It doesn't need shelter, and it doesn't need to be fed, because it'll actually, we'll come to in a minute, it'll get its own food through its own hunting capabilities. But we need cats. So that's the big difference between the two, I think.
Do you think you're either a dog person or a cat person?
That's interesting. I think in many ways, it's not even a person's choice, because cats, like fighting like cats and dogs, they don't really tend to get on that well with each other. So people tend to either have cats or dogs. What I have noticed is people's tendency to collect cats. Like, some people have huge amount of cats. It's extraordinary. I don't know where that comes from. But in terms of domestication,
are they domesticated or not, do you
think?
Well,
it took me a while to figure this out, and they're kind of considered semi-domesticated. So whereas the dog and its ancestor, the wolf, are very obviously different to each other, a cat and an African, like a house cat that we live with nowadays, compared to an African wild cat, its ancestor, there's actually very little difference between the two. The only difference really is the tenor of the mule or the meowl, right? So the meow in an African wild cat is of a much lower pitch, but cats, house cats, have evolved to recognise that humans like high-pitched sounds, that we respond better to that. So a house cat nowadays has a higher-pitched purr because of that.
So they're very clever. I mean,
well,
they have evolved then, but in a really intelligent way.
Yeah, they have. They're very highly intelligent creatures. I think, you know, part of what we're trying to do here today is to learn how to be a cat person, right? Because this is how to do stuff. And what I suppose I'm trying to do here is to figure out, can I take a cat for a walk? Now, I would love if any of your listeners today have an answer to that, because for
I think
me,
they do, Simon. I'm pretty sure it's no. I don't think we need to ask people. I'm not a cat owner, so let me know if you put your cat in a lead and take it out. I feel if you put a cat in a lead and took it outside for a walk, you'd hear that African wildcat meow all over again.
Some people do take their cats for a walk. In fact, you can get a cat collar and you can get a cat leash. Now, I suppose one of the reasons why people don't tend to take cats for a walk is because they don't like to be restrained. They like to know that the environment that they're going into, whereas dogs love, they have that kind of adventurous spirit and all the rest. But apparently you can train a cat to be walked if you do it from an early age and you get them used to the harness or the collar. But, you know, maybe it's not advised for all breeds of cat. Now, the thing about, I mentioned about the ecological case, right? That's something that does cause me to pause when it comes to a future love that I might have for cats. The whole thing about the right to roam, right? It's hard to, cats are a bit like snakes. They're great escape artists. It's hard to keep them inside. But the 750,000 cats that we have in Ireland, we have more cats in Ireland than we do of dogs. I was surprised to hear that. We've only got 520,000 dogs, so we've got significantly more cats.
Are a lot of those stray cats?
Yeah, a lot of them would be feral. There's a huge amount of feral cats because, you know, as I said, they don't require us. They can live very well by themselves. Now, research carried out by UK University in 2023, Kira, found that cats bring 5 items of prey a year into the house. Rats, mice, birds, etc. They reckon that that is a quarter of what they actually kill in a year. They generally kill around 22 creatures per year. So what I've done is I have worked out the maths here. If we've got 750,000 cats in Ireland, that works out that our cat population is bringing in 16 million kills a year in this country.
They have just gone way up in my estimations.
Yeah.
Because I hate mice and rats. I have a phobia.
Yeah, me too. So I think that's a real plus on them. Now, we should caution that a lot of those are birds, small birds as well. But at the same time, I'm not a fan, like you, Kira, I'm not a fan of cats rats or mice. So that's a real plus for me.
I'm just looking at all of the texts that we have coming in here, and there are plenty. They are not man's best friend. Surely that says everything. Apparently not. Sorry, now cats do need to be fed, says D. If you're not warm, then cats can sense it and they dislike you. Be warm and inviting with them and you're on to a winner with cats. People have trained their cats to use the actual toilet, not just a kitty litter or whatever.
Intelligent.
Super
very
intelligent. And this is another text in from Kathy. My brother's partner had a cat and he hates cats. The cat knew this. From the day they moved in together, it used to wait until he was asleep and pee on his head during the night. True story.
Whoa.
See, this is the trust thing that you were talking about. What are they planning when they're looking at you? But eventually she said they became friends and now he loves cats. So what I'm getting from you and from some of these texters is you gotta meet the cat where it's at.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can't bring your I sometimes think with cats and dogs, you are very comfortable to go to a dog and the dog will come to you. But it's actually better to let a cat come to you rather than you go to the cat. They're a complex relationship that you have between human and cat. It's not the kind of obvious happy Labrador thing that we've got going on with dogs. And perhaps there's something to be said about that, Kira. There's something about that complex relationship that is attractive. But ultimately, I've done a kind of a list here, right? In terms of how high maintenance cats are compared to dogs, they're actually quite low maintenance. Dogs are needy. They need to be fed. They need to be walked and they need to be brought out to go to the toilet. Cats don't need any of that. They're independent. They will catch their own food. They're natural predators, hunters. They don't need to be walked, apparently, even though I'd like if they could be. And you can put a litter tray in your apartment. And they can, like, I have a friend who has two cats and they don't go outside at all. I don't know if that's good or bad, but...
So you can keep them indoors if you can't get that kind of cat flap thing going. My cat brings in 5 kills a week, including a bat once, but mostly mice, says Jill in Cork.
5 kills a week?
I have two house cats that have only ever killed one mouse and no birds ever. Well, that's only the mouse that you saw. That's what we've learned here.
Yes, exactly.
We don't know about the secret kills.
3/4 of the kills are hidden from the owner, yeah.
My cat will come running across the fields when I call. He goes for walks with us and the dog hops in the wall when a car comes. He hops out after it passes. He's a very affectionate little guy. Our cat takes us for a walk. She enjoys darting in and out of gardens, says Dara. The big question is, are we smart enough, Simon, to learn to love cats?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not convinced that I am, because, like, I love the kind of the simple loyalty of dogs. There's a warmth there. They want you to be their friend. With cats, it's a lot of hard work, and I'm not convinced that I'm there yet.
Yeah,
about you?
Not there yet. I want to be loved. I want to be needed. You know what? I'm not going out there to try and find another complicated relationship where I'm getting somebody to love me. Be there, done that. That's what my teenage years were all about. So we're not converted, are we?
No.
But still, I do appreciate
it.
I know people who love cats.
I also really, like, there's only once or twice in my life where I've had to pick up a cat. And honestly, they're so shapeless. Like, it's when I pick up a cat, it's like it's pouring out of my hands.
Like, that's because you're nervous. I bet you they can pick up on that.
Yeah, I did get scratched really badly once, so I'm probably harbouring a little bit of trauma from that event.
Cats and dogs quite often get on very well, so says June.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
Who is a very proud, childless cat woman.
Oh, there you go. Fair enough.
I have both.
As Taylor Swift famously said herself, didn't she? That she was a proud single cat lady.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not
that
anymore.
Is true.
But the three cats are coming with her. I have done that research. Simon Journey, thank you so much.
Thank you,
for bringing us how to learn to love cats, our little feline friends.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.